everyone, it's Derek from the iReady podcast here, and this is my reaction to the 3-2 loss against Ross County in the Premiership today. Yes, a 3-2 loss. A Ross County team that are sitting second bottom of the Premiership, who are fighting to save themselves from relegation. What else can you say about that? I mean, there was only one team that looked as if they were fighting today, and that was certainly not us. We're going for the title. Ross County are trying to save themselves from relegation. I think we've all seen the more hungrier team were. I'm going to try and keep this short and sweet. I'm not going to go through the game in great depth. We lined up with four changes from the Celtic game. Butland, Tavernier, Goldson, Suter, Barisic, Lundstrom, Dowell, Cantwell, Seema, Silva and Dessers. On the subs bench, we have McCrory, Lawrence, Matondo, Sterling, Roof, Balogun, King, Raskin and McCausland. You know, team selection, like last weekend, it drew a few queries as well. I can almost see what Clement is trying to do is rotate his squad. I think he's maybe been trying to be a wee bit too clever for this. He's trying to rely on players that simply cannot be relied on. Barisic is a key case in point. You know, we can't rely on people like Barisic anymore. That's the reason why he's leaving in the summer ultimately as well. That and the fact that he's out of contract. But there are several players in that team that we've relied on. We've went to the well so often with them. They've can do us turns throughout the season, but once again we're seeing the same players play the exact same way when the going gets tough. And we're talking about the likes of your Taverniers, your Goldsons, your Lundstroms. It's the same players letting us down time and time again. I certainly don't want to see that back four in the team next season, because I don't care how many goals he can get you going forward. When he's an empty shirt like this, he's an empty shirt. Goldson, we actually finally put in a good corner and he can't head of the ball. It's just absolutely woeful from the same players. I can forgive Clement a wee bit for that, but I think he's got to carry the can a lot for the team selection today, because by now he should know what players to rely on, and some of them you just can't rely on them. We started off pretty much the same way we started off in the Celtic game. Very, very slow, and it nearly cost us straight away because Ross County had a chance. And if it wasn't for ultimately some good defending in the end, it would have been in the back of the net. But we'd done just enough to put them off there. We did weirdly go a goal up from largely out of nothing on the 15th minute. It was a corner in from Tavernier from the right, flicked on at the near post by Silva. Suter and the defender went for the same ball, and the defender ends up kicking it in the back of the net. Nobody from in the stadium and the pundits at home on the TV knew what the hell had happened. I think everybody stopped. The players even stopped. I think they were waiting for a VAR check or something. The keeper did manage to try and parry it out the net, but not before it went well over the line. So the goal stood, happy at that. But there was not enough urgency in that first half at all. We're allowing Ross County so much time and space in the middle. We're hesitant to make tackles. The mark was non-existent, and again we're very hesitant to take shots. We managed to find ourselves 1-0 up through a pure piece of luck, I think, ultimately. But they had a couple of chances where Butland managed to pull out some good saves. We had two chances where the keeper was involved, but it just hit off him. I think he had one good save as well. But we were waiting for the perfect angle, waiting for the perfect chance to open up. We just need to hit the ball, as we've seen what can happen last weekend. But we were allowing Ross County acres of space. We were not the ones taking the game to Ross County. They were actually the slightly better team in terms of chances in that first half. Into the second half, though, our arses absolutely collapsed. I missed it when it initially happened, but I seen the replay back. On the 48th minute, Ross County drew level and made it 1-1. It was a long ball over the top, down the right. It was a cutback cross on the deck. The attacker had a shot. It was a great save by the legs of Butland. Rebounds back to the same player, and then every one of our defence starts to run towards one side where the player looked as if he was going. It allowed a massive gap to open up on the opposite side of goal, and he coolly slots it home into that side. Absolutely abysmal defending once again. I've said it 100 times, I think, on our various podcasts. They all seem so timid to put a challenge in the box because they're waiting for something to happen. That's not the way you defend. It's not the way you play football. If that wasn't bad enough, it was inexplicable on the 50th minute because Ross County made it 2-1. It was a long ball from the Ross County half to the left side. Tavernier, absolutely nowhere, much like the whole game. The attacker shoots the ball from the left. A great save by Butland, but he spills it into the path of the attacker, who was completely unmarked, and he tapped it into the net. Criminal defending all round once again. Silva and Barisic came off on the 54th minute. Matondo and Sterling came on. Dessers had a shot in the box no long after that, but the defender blocked and put it over the bar. 58th minute, was a quick break from Sima, who takes it on himself, shoots a good save from the keeper, rebounds back to Sima, who tries to find the gap, but he shoots it wide. Dowell came off and Lawrence on in the 62nd minute. 68th minute, the ball was in the back of the Ross County net after a decent corner from the back post. Bookmark that, a decent corner from Tavernier. It was knocked on by Goldson's head towards the back post. Seymour tries a hand of God, and it was clearly picked up by the referees. It was a clear foul, so can't have any arguments about that. But what we can really grumble about is on the 69th minute, Ross County made it 3-1. From that non-goal that just happened, Ross County goes straight up the park. The ball was flicked down the left. They cut inside, fends off the challenge from Lawrence in the box. Nobody putting any further challenges in. One pass, Seymour slides out, but the ball had already been shot in at the back of the net. Criminal defending once again. 73rd minute, Dessers off, Roof on. 75th minute, Cantwell had a shot off the bar. 85th minute, we had a lifeline because it was a VAR check for a handball as it was floated into the box from us. Comes off the outstretched hand of the Ross County defender. The referee goes to the screen, penalty given. Much like the handball for Goldson last weekend, it was harsh, but it's part of the rules these days, so it was a penalty. Tavernier puts it home on the 89th minute to make it 3-2. 7 minutes injury time, but we couldn't capitalise from that. Ross County sitting deep from there, and that's all they had to do because we were powder puff. As far as I can see, that is the league gone for me. We could go to Parkhead and there's an outside chance we could actually beat them at Parkhead, but I have no faith in this team to win every other game after that, because we were in a decent position. We could have afforded to draw that game at Parkhead, but no longer can we do that. We need to win every single game now. Celtic, I don't know, they are not great shakes, but when they get the goal, they capitalise and they go 2 and 3 up and they put the game to bed. We don't do that. It's been a story of the last two seasons when it comes to that. We never get that second goal. So we'll wait and see what happens. I just think the league now is too far gone because I don't trust these players anymore. They have given us such highs at times, but they've given us so many lows. Some of these players are serial bottle jobs. I do not want to see them in the team again because they just let us down continually. We'll go into the Dundee game now, if it goes ahead, that is, on Wednesday. Dave's back his holiday, so it'll be Dave or I will be back with a post-match after that. Dave and I will be doing a main podcast, I think, on Thursday, so we'll cover the last couple of games we've got to do there. So, thanks for listening, and goodbye.